Go with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 20. When they come into the area known as Mount Seir, then changed to the Edomite Mountains, or the Mountains of Edom, they're going to go and headquarter in the city of Petra. In Petra, Basra is the entrance to Petra. It is the military headquarters outside of Petra where the people are going to be going to. In chapter 20 of the book of Numbers, we come to the 39th year of the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Miriam, Moses' sister and Aaron's sister, is going to die in this 39th year, or at the end of the 39th year, the beginning of the 40th year. Aaron is going to die. And then, of course, we do know that Moses dies. He does not go into the promised land as well. But I want to show you what happens. Verse 14, chapter 20, book of Numbers. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh into the king of Edom, and thus said, "Thy brother Israel." Notice he's recognizing this is years after their separation. Several hundred years after their separation, but still, Moses is recognizing Edom as thy brother. "Thus saith thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt," and he rehearses the history of the Egyptian bondage. And he says, "We have come now to the city uttermost of thy border, Kadesh," in verse 16. Now verse 17, "Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed by thy borders." The king's highway extended here in Egypt, basically near Cairo, Egypt. It was a trade route extended up by Petra, comes out of the mountains and goes on into Syria. The King's Highway, all the trade would go up this way, called the King's Highway. Now, Moses wandering around over here in an area called Kadesh, he starts to go up this way to go to the Promised Land. He's stopped as he goes that way. He then sends a messenger over to ask Edomites if they could go through the king's highway. They're going to turn them down. Ultimately, he comes back, starts to go up this way again, decides he has to go all the way to Saudi Arabia and back to come across into the state of Israel, or to into the promised land. He said, "Look, if our cattle drink any water, we'll pay for it. If they go off the beaten path, eat any of your grass, we'll take care of that. We won't go into your fields. We promise not to touch anything. Let us go up the king's highway." And the Edomite says, "No, you cannot go up." You see, there's that animosity between Esau and Jacob still prevalent several hundred years after they separated and came into the promised land. Just this note. Isaiah chapter 19 talks about the king's highway. Isaiah chapter 19 says, at the time of the end, there will be a highway out of Egypt through Israel, through Jordan, on up into Syria. And the Egyptians and the Syrians will come together, all speaking Hebrew, on the king's highway, making their way into the city of Jerusalem. In my briefcase right over here, let me just read it for you. I have a copy. This is the Treaty of Peace between the State of Israel and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. Taking note of the progress already made in the area of transportation, the parties recognize the mutuality of interest in good neighborly relations in the area of transportation and agree to the following means to promote relationship between these two. They agree to continue the negotiations for a highway to be constructed and maintained between Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and Syria. That was signed in 1994. They're talking about the King's Highway and a peace treaty preparing the way for Isaiah chapter 19 to be fulfilled. And this is what we're talking about as we look at this portion of scripture in Numbers chapter 20. That King's Highway that the Israelites could not travel up will one day be open for the Egyptians to come in.